USA Radio News.
COVID relief discussions are picking up at the Capitol once again, but one GOP representative is pushing back against it.
Democrats in Congress have begun talks on another round of coronavirus relief, which they plan to set aside for restaurants, gyms, and performance venues as the Omicron variant of coronavirus continues to spread. Iowa Congresswoman Ashley Hinson joins Fox Business Network and says there should not be another round of payments.
I think it's time Democrats live in the universe that we're all living in, which is that everything costs more and you continue to pump more money into the economy. This is exactly the impact it's having. Inflation is a tax on working Americans.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Moderna hopes to market a combined booster vaccination for COVID-19, influenza, and RSV as soon as the fall of 2023. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
The Michigan Democrat Party blasted the idea that parents should have a voice in what public schools teach, saying in a Facebook post over the weekend that public education teaches kids what society needs them to know. A Saturday post made by the Michigan Democrats on their official Facebook page criticized the parents who want to play a role in what public education teaches their children. The post was deleted Monday morning after intense criticism. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky acknowledged her agency's poor messaging in recent weeks as the Omicron variant spreads in the U.S. According to the Wall Street Journal, Walensky has committed to communicating CDC policy more clearly and that she's being coached by a media consultant and set to hold more media briefings outside those held at the White House. There's been extreme confusion over the CDC's guidance on whether those who test positive for COVID with or without symptoms should be isolated and for how long. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Federal Reserve is poised to raise interest rates.
What's going to happen to money prices in 2022? The Federal Reserve has cut the bond buying program and assigned interest rate increases will soon follow. Commonwealth Financial Network CIO Brad McMillan on Fox News weighs in.
I think right now the markets are saying the Federal Reserve might well screw it up. We've seen long-term rates remain remarkably constrained given the expectations out there. I mean, it's not, is the Fed going to do, is going to tackle it? It's how much is the Fed going to do? And right now they're saying four rate hikes, maybe five. So I think the Fed might screw it up, but right now I think the markets are still seeing growth.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Convicted longtime Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell is not fighting to keep secret the identities of eight people named in a now settled civil lawsuit by the sex traffickers accuser. The efforts to reveal the names of several John Does could soon be green-lighted after Maxwell conceded to the longtime accuser's efforts to unseal their identities. This according to a letter submitted by Maxwell's attorney late last week. The decision is now in the hands of a New York federal court judge on whether seven of those names will be released. And funeral services were held Monday for nine children and three adults who died in a Philadelphia fire 5 days into the new year. It marked the deadliest blaze in the city in more than a century. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.